Terrence, Terrence, Flask Camp, Flaskamp, 6469. Today's 10-12. This is a 54-year-old gentleman who saw me on 10-10-23 with multiple medical issues and problems, biggest problem being non-compliant. He basically had taken himself off all medication. Since then, he has started on his medication, including his lisinopril, his Norvasc. His blood pressure today went up to 160 over 95. He was concerned that he had palpitations. He came in, but he just started on his medication, so I believe that may be part of the problem. But nevertheless, we gave him clonidine 0.2. We checked his blood pressure 130 over 90 now. His we had him laid down over an hour. His EKG was within normal limits, and he was having no palpitations, no chest pain, no sweatiness, or no other symptoms before he left, period. New paragraph, meanwhile, his cholesterol is 242 because he's off the Crestor. He's going to resume the Crestor. Also, his A1C was 7.9 because he was off the metformin. He's already started the metformin twice a day. His medication is as before. His medication includes lisinopril as well as lisinopril/hydrochlorothiazide as well as Norvasc. He's being evaluated for sleep apnea, and he's taking the medications as prescribed. His shoulder pain is better with the help of Seglentis, S-E-G-L-E-N-T-I-S, 1 to 2 a day, and his doing quite well at this time. He was given the option of going to the hospital, getting CPK troponin done, but he didn't want to do that today. Period. He says that he's also doing a custody battle for his grandchild, and that's a huge issue, and that's part of the problem with his anxiety. Period. In the paragraph, at the time of discharge, I made him a medication list, which includes the following. C medication list, make one, lisinopril 20, hydrochlorothiazide 25, one a day, metformin 500 BID, Norvasc 5 milligram, one a day, Seglentis 1 to 2 BID, PRN pain. Next number, clonidine 0.1, 2 tablets, as needed for blood pressure of 165 or greater, systolic 95 or greater, diastolic. Allergy none. Okay. The medication list C above was discussed, or C opposite page, was discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Once again, EKG is within normal limits, and we'll check his blood work next month after he's been on Crestor on a regular basis. Period. He's to come back in next week with his blood pressure in hand. And we'll decide what to do next. But if he's requiring more and more clonidine on a daily basis, he will call me, and we will handle that by increasing the amlodipine. Period. Today's visit was based on time. An hour and 10 minutes was spent with patient here in the office and for observation. Thank you.